Leadership means setting perfect examples. The leaders have the great responsibility to lead or guide their followers to the right direction. Krishna very emphatically told in Bhagavad Gita, Jad jad acharati srishtas stat tat eva tarujana. Sajat pramanam kurute lokastad anubartate. As a Shrestha, as a great man acts, accordingly the common man, common people follow. And whatever standard he establishes, that becomes the standard for all. So the leaders have the responsibility to be ideal in their examples. And if a leader himself doesn't follow, then he can't establish his authority. It'll be hypocritical, it'll be unfair. That's why it is very important that the leaders set the right example. And the Vaishnav world is the world of spiritual pursuit. There are two directions that one can actually choose for himself. One can either go for the material direction or one can go for the spiritual direction. When one goes into the material direction, he becomes degraded. Whereas when one follows the spiritual path, he elevates himself. And that elevation to the spiritual platform leads to the life of bliss, life of happiness, life of joy. So the leaders have the responsibility to direct people away from matter towards the lotus feet of Krishna. The difference between material and spiritual is where we put ourselves in the center, that is material. And when we put Krishna in the center, that is spiritual. Putting ourselves in the center means leading a life for our own sense gratification. Whereas leading a life, spiritual life, means to assume our actual identity as a servant of Krishna and serve Krishna for his pleasure. So that is the difference between material and spiritual life. So becoming a servant of Krishna. So the leader has a responsibility to become the ideal servant of Krishna. That is being always concerned about how to please Krishna, how to provide everything for Krishna's enjoyment.